old times. I'm all
and clap. We're recording. This is the like Squirrel Report Alpha.
Alan, are you the Alpha Squirrel?
No, but this is the. I don't know.
SEAL Team 6 first, Alpha Squirrel.
The beta, the pre-beta test. And, man, my audio sounds weird.
That sounds all right on this end.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what it sounds like to people listening in.
I have
anybody listening in on chat yet?
Actually, there's a few people listening in on the stream. Well, there's... Okay, hang on. I got to refresh. Oh, hell
nice.
What the hell?
That would be the intro to Cowboy Bebop.
Yep.
Is that a ringtone?
Yes.
So who do you have your ringtone set to for Tank?
That's my... that's the default.
That's the default?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the default just in general. I gotcha.
Yeah. We got we got five people listening right now.
Okay, there we go. Well, Ben C heard it, so.
Yeah. Let me see if I can turn up the Skype level a little bit here.
Distance. I could just yell.
How's that?
The whole show is Angry Jay.
Sounds the same on my level, but I don't know what it's transmitting at.
Yeah. Y'all were a little low.
Alan was keeping us down, man. He's the 1%.
That's right.
Man.
Babe, we couldn't get much higher.
Well, I'm running stuff through a mixer, so I've got I can adjust your levels.
Are you going to do like beatbox and stuff?
No.
That'd kind of be...
I'm not. just start talking, Jay.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
See, I can turn your level all the way down and nobody can hear you.
What's that?
Tell us about your new toy.
My new toy, the Chris.
That's right.
Hope to bring it to range tomorrow. It's interesting. It is unlike anything I've ever fondled. And trust me, if you knew Rob Allen, you'd know fondling it is pretty appropriate. But
well, had you never shot one before?
No, I hadn't gotten a chance. When I went to media day at the range at SHOT Show, the line for the Chris was like 20 to 30 people deep. I'm like, oh, wrong. I'm not waiting for that. Nothing's that good. And I don't, oh God. I still stand by that.
It was still, I think it was History Channel was doing one of these like ultimate weapon ones. And after I watched a few episodes, I realized that it was the one that always, it was always just a question of which one has the most media hype.
Yeah.
And for the submachine gun episode, the Chris won out.
Well, duh.
But Tam is right about the fact that it's kind of way behind the bell curve. Well, just everybody's switching over to like super short entry rifles instead of sub guns.
The day of the submachine gun. You're not. I like short barrel rifles only because they're cheaper, but that's because I'm a cheap bastard.
Jay, did you see the pictures of Wally's new 300 blackout build?
See the pictures. I actually held it.
Oh, yeah, because you were up there.
along with this 308 AR made out of a grand. Wally's going to hell. He's going to gunny hell. He's going to be forced in the afterlife to work on nothing but Jennings, Davis, and FIE Derringers for crimes against gunmanity.
Why?
A grand barrel in an AR. Think about it.
Wait, he put a Garand barrel on an AR?
Yes. He's evil. He is an evil genius. He's so, like Dr. Frankenstein.
Wait, so he actually made a 30-06 AR? Oh, wait, shit. No. I was helping him do the fucking math for that. Yeah. I'm partially responsible.
All right, weird.
Well, he's also got the minigun barrel on the AR. Yeah. I want that one.
Oh, my word.
Minigun barrel?
Minigun barrel. Just one of them.
Just one. Yes. You'd have to build a series of ARs in a ring to use.
That would be kind of cool, though.
It'd be really unwieldy.
So sequentially firing. What's the story with this fucking double 1911?
Lord.
Just going to say, what the fuck is up with that? Now, here's the thing. Okay, you got two barrels, two triggers. So it's still not running afoul of the machine gun. Why not weld like three, like 14 of them together? So because it's just one point. You're pulling each trigger.
That would be seven times as stupid as the two barrel one.
Yep. Alan even does the math right. I'm impressed, Alan.
Thank you.
So does your new place have claymores? And I don't mean the swords.
No.
It should, just to be on the safe side.
They kind of frown on that.
Yeah. What they don't know won't hurt them.
Who the fuck is this they?
You know, cops.
They live.
Give me their name and their address and I'll go talk to them.
I am here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
And right now, I'm all out of ass. Oh, wait. Featuring the acting chops of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, right. Lord. They Live.
That movie was
a great movie.
Awesome.
I love that movie.
And he took down the entire thing with a Beretta jet fire.
And why not?
Because he was using HE25. Anti-material 25 ACP.
High explosive 25
ACP. It can shoot down a jumbo jet in flight.
Yeah, provided it's made out of balsa wood.
It's heat-seeking. Heat-seeking 25.
It's a 25 gyrojet.
Someone should try to make some, like, 25 cop killer bullets. And just mention it to a cop, and a cop will put on his vest and go, okay, I'll go downrange. For this, I'll give it a shot.
I think with 25 ACP, you can actually put on a thick leather jacket, and it's about the same thing.
Oh,
that could be something. That could be something.
I think I'd want a hoodie for padding, though. It might bruise.
Serious. I got an old leather jacket. It's like a triple X from my fat days, and I would be perfectly willing to bring it to the super secret range and shoot it with various calibers to see what makes it throw. And I'll bet Double Trouble would be all over that.
I've got a very old 25. And it is not a pot metal 25.
A Jennings?
No, it's Colt.
Oh, Colt. Ooh.
Yep. 1917 vintage. It's so much fun when I watch the Maltese Falcon and Bogey knocks the little Colt 1908 25 out of
Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre's hands. I go, haha, mine's older.
No, you just say Hog.
Cardinia. And also evidently Gunzel is actually a slang term for homosexual, and they wrote it into the script that way because they thought they could get it past the censors because they thought people would tie onto the word gun in it and assume that Gunsel meant gunman.
Huh.
But actually it meant that he was Casper Gutman's butt buddy. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Just like when Phil Collins was guest starring on Miami Vice, one of the insults that he used was wanker, which, as you know, we all know, is British for someone who masturbates. But you couldn't say jerk off. What?
I'm a wanker.
Well, we all are, but that's beside the point. But they couldn't get jerk off past the censors. But Wanker was perfectly fine. It's just like the politically correct police who insist you cannot say Merry Christmas, but it's fucking Feliz Navidad is perfectly A-okay. I think that's one of my favorites.
Oh well,
Merry Christmas, separation of church and state. Wah wah wah. Feliz Navidad. Oh, yeah, you're all right.
Because if you say anything about that, you're suddenly racist.
That's right. You're a racist, and La Raza will come kill you.
That's right. Because it's only racist when it's white people hating other people. And what's worse is it's really racist is that the people who make the racist claim think Jay's white.
I'm Caucasian-like. I'm white-ish.
White-ish?
I'm white-ish. It depends. In January and February, I'm white. Come July, no. No.
Jay, you're the dark.
I'm getting hassled by the Cambridge PD in July. The Cambridge police act stupidly around me in July.
You're the bloodline of Cain.
Because them boys did so much humping. I just love that scene.
It is a good scene. You know what? Why don't you give me one of those Chesterfields? That is just so tough, guy. You know what? I think you're going to kill me after I say this, and I think I'm going to have to say it. So you know what? I'm not too worried about lung cancer right now.
Exactly. I just love, and then they walk over to the fridge, and look, there's exactly where they're headed. All that but nothing. And everybody who's seen True Romance knows what we're talking about. Everybody else is going, the fuck are those idiots babbling about?
I think everyone who hasn't seen it has heard the scene repeated over and over and over again enough that they're all reaching for a Chesterfield right now. You know what? Why don't you give me one of those Chesterfields?
Oh, shit.
Jay, did you used to smoke Chesterfields?
You know, I don't think I ever smoked Chesterfield.
I didn't.
What was your brand, Jay?
Camels.
Unfiltered.
Camels unfiltered only in the summer. It hurt my throat too much in the winter.
Pussy.
Yeah. Well, when you smoke two packs a day.
Brita.
Hello.
Hey,
Brita.
Hi, Weird Beard.
Naked room.
Hi, Brita.
Hi, how is everybody?
You made Weird giggle.
Just don't make him squeak.
I have that effect.
Yeah, I don't squeak.
All right, now that we're all here.
Oh, all four of us.
Yep. It's excellent. Naked time.
It's naked time. Excellent.
He assumes that it wasn't already.
Well.
Yeah. Notice that there's no video with this thing here.
I actually have a piece of
black electrical tape over my camera.
Just in case.
I'm standing in front of my camera spinning the copter. I don't know what you fuckers. But I got game.
Okay. Well, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So what did I miss?
Not much. We're just
nothing.
Yammering.
Were y'all like just waiting for me to show up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's like, you know, the opening minute of King of the Hill. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. And with the occasional sound of a beer popping open.
You don't let the internet, man. You just click, big chicks. Man, I tell you what.
Yeah, but Brittany, your beer doesn't come in cans.
You know my beer is named? It's kind of awesome. It's named Little Something Something.
Nice.
I know. It's really cute. It's got like a pinup girl on the label. It's really good.
And how many have you had so far?
I've had enough. Hi.
Kind of figured you had to be drunk to join us idiots.
Yeah, well. We were watching Band of Brothers before this, and goodness gracious, I have to be drunk to watch that show because it's just painful otherwise.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've never seen. Oh, right. What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need to watch see it. You need to see it.
Definitely. Really.
And I have to be drunk?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. And then watch The Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
The Pacific did not live up to the rest of Band of Brothers.
It didn't.
I don't know. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Right.
It was watchable.
I saw The Pacific before I saw Band of Brothers. And, yeah. It kind of gives you a whole new scope on everything, really. The absurdity of everything. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry to be a downer.
I don't know if I can continue.
Squirrel Report. Should we have the Squirrel Report?
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
Hey, yeah. The namesake of the podcast. This is the Squirrel Report, in case anybody's listening. And it was named after... Well, it was named after Brita's armpit hair.
Yay!
Weird's fapping.
Only a little. only with one hand.
Are you usually two-handed?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
Three if I can muster it.
Three?
So Brady. Whatever. Three. What did happen to the squirrels, Brita?
Well, I grew out the squirrels all winter long. And it was
fed
very
them,
interesting.
Nurtured them.
They were. It was interesting because, you know, how many women, let me qualify that. How many American women get to see their armpit hair? Like none, practically, right?
Because in Maine, between September and April, all of them.
All of them.
Really?
You don't lose your armpit hair, you just lose your turn.
All of them. There's no need to shave during the dark seasons. No one's going to see it.
Okay. Well, maybe it's different in Ohio. I don't know.
Things are different in Ohio.
They're different than Maine, but that's not saying much.
A lot different than Maine. In Ohio, do you ever drive past a country church where there's five log skidders in the parking lot?
No.
Five what?
Log skidders.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
See? I rest my case.
There you go. Also, Maine is responsible for Stephen King. So.
And Olympia Snow.
Yeah. And Alan's coffee brandy.
You're going to take the good with the bad.
I got nothing to do with that.
No, it's not even spelled the right way.
All right. So anyway, Squirrel Report.
Yeah, right. My armpits.
Well, yeah. State of the squirrels. Armpits. State
okay.
of the squirrels.
I grew up my armpits. Because, you know, I wanted to see what they'd look like because I'd never seen my armpit hair, like au naturel, ever. So I grew them out all winter long. And
they were uneven.
They were uneven. It was my armpits are not symmetrical and they don't match and it just drove me crazy.
Oh no.
I know.
So I need to get a discussion of the symmetry here.
Uh-huh.
Which one is the more fertile fields?
You know, it was my right armpit and I don't know if it's because I'm right-handed. It might be because I'm right-handed. I don't know. I mean,
Brita, you can't be right-handed. You're a blogger.
I'm sorry. I'm right-handed. I'm the right-handed unblogger. I'm not a blogger. What are you talking about?
Brita doesn't blog anymore.
That's true. You
She's
were
a Facebooker.
She gets recently. She gets other people to blog for her.
That's right.
She has minions to blog for her.
I do. What was that? I forget now.
The smoking blunder.
Oh, the smoking blunder. That was all me. I orchestrated that entire thing, and I didn't even have to blog to do it. It was awesome.
Wait,
just,
what did you do?
Just to clarify, Brita is not...
Brita did not... What was it called? Smoke and Thunder thing?
Brita did not create the website.
I got you, but
she orchestrated the blog.
But they called you a snarky cunt or something similarly tactful.
No. Well, you know, they started emailing me about how like awesome their new website was. And yay, Smoke and Thunder. And I was like, what the fuck is this? You're using my photo and making a profile for me? What? you know, and so he took issue. Hello.
Did you say lick my squirrel shit bag? That goes over well.
I did not. I'm Next protective time. Of squirrels. But, you know, so I kind of, you know, made a point to talk to the people I know and have them blog about it. And bingo bango.
Smoking Blunder was born.
Indeed. So I'm like the blogger without a blog. Kind of cool.
Yep.
I'm just lazy. That's what it is.
Are you in chat, Brita?
No.
No.
Okay. Should I be?
If you want to. I just posted the Wikipedia page to log Skidder.
Oh, no. Is this something perverted?
Nah.
No. No, it is a primary mode of transportation in the state of Maine.
Could you explain their function?
It's a piece of logging equipment. Pretty much what would happen is you would drive down the logging road until you get to your tree farm. Then mm-hmm. you would fell your trees, you know, 20 or 30 of them. You'd uh-huh. chain them together. And then you'd attach that to the log skidder, and the log skidder would drag them out of the woods.
Log?
Skidder.
Skidder. I was thinking you were saying log skinner, but no.
No, that's completely different.
Skidder.
I'm sorry, I'll cut into my accent. You got to get right down on your skidder, and you got to drag them logs right out of the woods.
Oh, if you're skinning your log, you're doing something completely different.
Yeah. Christ sakes, that happened to a buddy of mine.
You'd be a wanker.
Same then. Ever since.
Log. Okay. Well, and so it's like you hook the logs to something and you drag it out of the woods.
That's right.
Okay.
It's essentially a large industrial four-wheel drive vehicle.
I see.
But it's also good for getting to the church and the store.
Okay.
Yeah, no, people drive into the store. I was talking to a buddy at work, and he said, I have a friend who has a skidder, and I said, is he in Maine? He goes, yeah, they all are. I don't know if they exist anywhere else, but in Maine, they're fucking everywhere.
Someone's got to load up the logging trucks. Them logging trucks ain't going to go 105 up Route 95 north by themselves.
I have never actually seen a log skidder actually dragging a log. I have seen them dragging junk cars, and I have seen them driving from point A to point B.
Brita sigh. Drink.
Brita sigh.
Sorry. Okay.
We've bored her in her first 10 minutes here.
All right. So anyway, for those of you listening, I think there's seven or eight now.
Those of you we haven't.
You're kidding. Oh, Jesus.
So what's the story with
11.
With
people
the,
are listening
the phone
live.
Shebango.
Well, okay, here's the deal. We had a show interrupt us event
because
somebody,
you got robbed.
Yeah, somebody kicked in my door and stole a bunch of my shit and took the computers and all that kind of stuff. And I was going to move the PBX that does the dial-in stuff. It's a server running asterisk for, you know, anybody who wants to know, which pretty much runs on all PBXs these days. Anyway, I've got a colo.
I don't know what he just said, but
yeah, I don't know either. I'm just gonna
ignore it for now. Anyway, the dial-in server is sitting in a colo and it doesn't have power yet because I ran out of power and needed it for like people that actually pay money instead of me. So I'm waiting on a new
smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so, how the fuck does this work, Alan? I don't get it. Plug it into the goddamn wall.
Magic elf box.
Yeah,
that's
what it is.
Use the magic elf box. Done.
So you ran out of pixie dust.
Yeah,
but you've got ordered more on Amazon.
That's right. It'll be in shortly.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going up. I'll be up there Monday and should be able to get it plugged in. So maybe next week we can have dial in.
Woo-hoo.
And the way it should work is we'll, you know, have, you know, Skype, and then anybody else that wants to talk, we have a it's a 20 channel dial in, so, you know, we can have up to 20 people sitting there waiting to talk.
Sweet.
Oh my God.
And wait, you will.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, this is, I'm having like BTR flashbacks. God.
And then, of course, thanks to really awesome insurance, I got full replacement value on all my computers and shit. So.
Nice.
I got new computers and new stuff. And
new guns.
I have one so far.
Tell us about your new gun, Alan.
Oh, I got a M&P 9mm. It's a M&P compact.
Mm-hmm.
Compact, very nice. You get two more rounds than I do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Why did you choose this gun?
Because I like it. I actually, when they
it was my review, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I know. Actually, it was the it was the Charlotte or Phoenix. Which NRA convention did they have the M&P first at? I don't remember if it was.
Had to have been Phoenix.
Maybe it was Phoenix.
Would have been before Phoenix.
No, I didn't
M&P
go to one.
M&P came out in 2007.
Yeah, but I didn't go to the one before Phoenix. Anyway, it was at that because I had I had my XD but when I bought the XD, the only other I guess mainstream polymer pistol is a Glock, which I can't shoot.
What? Why?
Or the Smith or the Walther P99?
Yeah, which I hate. The Glock. Glock is not left-handed friendly.
Oh, I see.
At all.
P99 is.
And so I got the Springfield XD, which is a good gun. I mean, I shot the shit out of mine and never had a problem with it. But then I fondled the M&P when it came out, and I really liked it. Actually liked it better than the XD. And, you know, since I had the XDs already, I couldn't justify getting an M&P. But then some Democrat liberated them from me. I have to replace it, so I got an M&P.
Trade it up.
And actually, I ordered the Apex trigger kit for it too, which came today, and I've been jacking around with. So,
yeah, I heard one podcast refer to Apex and Smith & Wesson as being a symbiotic relationship.
It kind of is. You yank the Smiths, the stock trigger out, and put the Apex in. And
I don't know what they did, but I've pulled the triggers on a bunch of M&Ps. And I was always scratching my head when people were talking about how horrible the trigger was. Now, the reset thing isn't an issue. I shoot all my double action guns like a revolver. My finger comes all the way off the trigger, and I start it all over again.
Why?
Because that's how he does it.
Because that's how I do it. And it just so happens that all of my guns are the exact same way. I mean, all I had was revolvers. I didn't have any striker fired pistols until I got my car, and cars pretty much reset at the full extent of the trigger anyway. Mm. So I just shoot them like a revolver. It works. Okay. It works better for me, but I've shot Glocks, and that makes perfect sense if that's what you shoot, but I don't shoot them. So whatever, but still the M&Ps that I had shot, I didn't bother, you know, I don't pay attention to reset. But I always thought the triggers were okay. And then I shot Jay's T&E guns. And, oh, my God. What the fuck?
That's because it has the mass trigger.
Yeah, it's got the Massachusetts 10-pound trigger on it.
Right. It takes an already heavy trigger and makes it heavier.
Yep.
I've shot other – like, I mean, you went shooting with when we went with my neighbor. His gun he bought new in mass and hasn't done anything to the trigger. And that's a factory mass trigger as well.
And how long has he had it, and how much has he shot it?
Yeah, you put a few thousand rounds to it, and the trigger eases up.
Don't forget, weird, that was the first time that gun had ever been shot.
Are yours less ugly now?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
I've done a lot of dry firing, too.
Because I got to say that your M&P 45 was the worst trigger on just most failure of it, because it was essentially a 11-pound single action trigger, with a whole bunch of over travel and about a foot and a half of mush in front of it. And that's awful. It wasn't good at anything.
And it's polymer, so it doesn't even make it's not even good for pistol whipping.
No, it's not.
You know, you got to have steel. You got to have like a Gen 3 Smith for that. Nice big heavy chunk of friggin' wrought iron. Have you ever tried to carry a Gen 3 Smith?
Oh boy.
They weren't as, you know, I mean, at least the Gen 1 Smith autoloaders are they still have that real nice bluing. My dad's got a Model 39, and it's a really attractive gun. It's deep, deep blue with nice wood grips, and it shoots pretty well. Oh, shut up. Quiet. The Gen 3 just went to that crappy finish, but it's good for hitting people in the head.
All right.
Hong shu.
I'm going to turn off my mic. Bye.
So I'm having a Hong shu.
Did you see the hairy armpits porn model going through the TSA scanners and stripping down to her sheer under thingies?
I did not.
I just posted the link in chat.
I'm totally going to look. I could do that. You know what? But I shave my armpits. Damn it.
Next year.
Yes.
But that's when her lets her coochie go out too.
Huh?
And her legs.
See, I didn't do that. I just did the armpits. I was like normal, except for, okay, I'm not going to go into it. Never mind.
See, that's not even saving any energy.
Everybody
I'll have to look at this later. I don't want to get into it.
She's a pornographer and also it appears to be a strong activist. And so her thing
activist for what?
I think she's pretty much kind of a hardcore libertarian.
Okay.
I was actually unaware. I mean I had no idea she was smart until I did this post. I was familiar with her work, but not her other work.
Not in a professional capacity.
Not the other work. I see.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was... I don't think the activism pays as well as the porn. But needless to say, she went to the TSA people, I actually thought this was going to be worse because I heard Penn Jillette talking about it, and Penn described it as something that had a whole lot more nudity, but... She just essentially went up there and she had a sweatshirt and a pair of jeans on and mm-hmm. she took the sweatshirt off and took the jeans off. So she was wearing a sheer set of panties and a sheer camisole type tanky top thing of a jobby. And, and the TSA person immediately said to her, ma'am, do you have a jacket? She goes,
for what? Well,
yes, I have a jacket. Can you put your jacket on? I thought we weren't supposed to put jackets on.
Good for her. Did they insist on a pat down?
Ugh.
I can't remember. I'd have to rewatch the video. Hmm. But well, I mean, I think she did. I did have to go through. I don't know if they did pat down her or not, but I know she was along the same lines of this as the I'm not going through the scanner because it could contribute to me getting cancer later in life.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I like how weird pretends he's not continually watching the video.
Nah, he's probably not. He's probably still watching Dirty Signs with Kristen.
Yeah. That has turned Wally into a monster, just so you know. We had a blog meet a little while back, and every time like his eyes caught my eyes from across the table, he would sign, "I want to fuck."
Oh, my God.
No. He was signing. He wanted to tongue punch your fart box. Admit it.
Oh no!
I catch that. No, what I caught was the "I want to fuck" over and over and over again with a very very naughty expression on his face.
Oh, I'd love video. That'd be great.
Well, you've seen Dirty Signs with Kristen, haven't you, Brita?
Of course, but I haven't seen Dirty Signs with Wally. I mean, come on.
Well, you're going to have to arrange that on your own free time.
You're not going to assist in that weird.
Nope. I mean, okay.
All
Oh, I keep boy. It feels like it's been forever between like the last Vicious Circle and now.
Yeah, because it has been.
It has been.
It's been like 5 months.
I know.
That time, that's like
has it been that fucking long?
Yeah.
I think the last one was what, November?
Jeez. October? Well, the last Vicious Circle I think was in November.
Yeah. I could look it up, but I don't care.
I don't know.
I'm doing it.
But
it was and it says January 1st.
Oh, we did do a
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did New Year's Eve, and that was the last one.
And that was it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it's been 3 months.
Yeah. And then Vicious Circle ended, and then Squirrel Report, and now we're here. So what are we doing? What's the plan, Alan? Tell us the plan.
Alan, well, you're our leader.
The plan is that well, there were a lot of problems with Vicious Circle.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of reasons, like what? A lot of things I grew to really not like about it.
Tell us.
One of the things was it was with the Skype, it was such a pain in the ass to get all the people on that wanted to be on and talk. Mostly because it was very difficult to add people to the call and drop people from the call. And once you got more than like three or four people, everything just went to shit. You know, it was hard. People were talking over each other and it was very hard to control the conversation or, you know, it just turned into a mess. So the idea with this is that, we'll have, you know, the Skype, and it's like the Squirrel Report is, as of now, it is me and Jay and Weird and Brita. And everybody else will be, if you want to be on, you got to call the dial-up number.
Okay.
And we will take calls. The current system I have now, I can have up to three concurrent. You know, if I wanted to spend money, I could have more than that. But I think three is plenty.
We don't want to spend money. Are right. you kidding?
This is, yeah.
Oh.
If we wanted to spend money, we would have stayed on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, the idea being that people, you know, it's basically a, you know, a call-in show with okay. like four hosts.
Hmm.
Among other things. And eventually I'd like to get to the point where... I have it, I have the system virtualized enough that anybody can do it, that wanted to, you know, like I could take the night off or something and y'all could still do it or, you know, whatever.
So
we're not there yet,
could take
but
the night off and we could
still do the show,
have the show to ourselves.
That's crazy talk.
We could spend all night tongue punching fart boxes.
who would tell us one at a time?
That's true.
Yeah, but see, with only four people on, it's really not that much of a problem.
Yeah, then all you have to do is say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Or you do what I do, which is like, I since everything, y'all run through a mixer now, I can just turn your volume down.
Oh, Nick, do it to me. All right, well, I'm talking now. And let's see what's going on. I'm still talking. I'm going to talk over Alan because he's not going to be able to hear me. And...
There, now I've turned him down.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No, I could still hear you.
Yeah,
but
I think he turned me down.
Skype is Skype, but what I have is the output of Skype feeds into a mixer, and I can turn Skype down so y'all can just blather away and nobody will hear you.
And that would be different than the rest of my life. How?
Scream all you want. Well, there's can hear you.
There's like, you know, 10 or 11 people listening right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
And how many of them are in Red China?
Where are they listening? How many are in South Africa? With them?
I don't know. I don't think any.
WRM and his posse.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is in China. So, anyway. And, you know, this really, tonight really didn't get advertised any, so.
I did a little bit.
So anyway, as soon as I get the
or so.
As soon as I get the call-in thing working.
When will that be?
I'm thinking next week.
Okay.
Because he's supposed to get more pixie dust from Amazon.
That's right.
All right.
Yes, I'm waiting on my pixie dust shipment. As soon as it arrives, we'll...
you know. And by the way, by pixie dust, he means cocaine!
You haven't heard Dr. Rock in 3 months. The sound you heard was Alan turning down the volume knob of Weird's mic.
Yeah.
Wow, Vicious Circle. IRC is kind of dead tonight.
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
Good. I assumed it was just a crappy connection.
No, it's dead.
No. Because
I've got Skype.
There are people out having lives right now.
No way.
Why are these geeks off having lives? How dare they?
I don't know.
You lie. Nobody in GBC has a life.
I got to see Kylie Baker.
What? Who is Kylie Baker? Could you just tell me?
She's the folky, bluesy jazz singer from Orlando, Florida.
I got to go karting. That was pretty cool, I have to admit.
Not as cool as getting hugged by Kylie Baker.
I don't know.
Even better is getting hugged by Kylie Baker and not having her bump my shoulder holster.
What'd you do, Jay?
Karting.
Karting.
Go karting.
What? Oh, go karting.
Oh, go
my son's karting. Working part.
So indoor
were they reasonably powered go-karts? Because
that's
a huge difference between having a good time go-karting and going, when do we get to go home?
Yeah.
If it's got a lawnmower engine in it versus it's got like a nice, a decently powered, you know, four-stroke engine on board.
They were governed at 15 miles an hour, but if you show competence, they'll crank it up to 25.
Woo-hoo.
Which with a bunch of 11-year-old boys, they were not about to do, and I do not blame them in the least. But I could
25's gonna feel fucking fast on a go kart.
Yeah, 15 was pretty cool. I was drifting a little bit through the corners, which was a lot of fun. And I could only imagine having an extra 10 miles per hour. That would be really neat.
Where were we in F1?
No, actually, there's a place in right the next town over, actually, right across from the BJ's warehouse that I go to.
Oh, BJ's warehouse
is awesome.
What's it?
Were you drifting through BJ's?
Drifting through BJ's. No, but I thought about it. I was like, you know, I could buy one of the because BJ's occasionally will have go karts and stuff. Like, you know, take it for a test drive through the aisle, but I think they would piss them off.
Yeah.
Am I the only one being all pervy about BJ's here?
No,
or? You're
not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Hold on, I wasn't masturbating. Okay, go ahead.
He's still thinking about Kylie Baker or Ashley Baker or Kevin Baker.
Kevin Baker, that's really who he's thinking of.
Stop saying BJ's because it's all weird.
BJ's, you know, BJ's. The warehouse club that, you know, has the same unfortunate initials as Blowjob.
Yes, I go to BJ's all the time.
Almost there.
Swallow.
Yes, we buy our cat litter there.
Okay, cat litter and BJ's. Just throw a good feelings going.
I heard cat litter is very absorbent.
I think it would
is,
chafe.
Yeah.
And but odor neutralizing.
Oh, what?
Dude, if you have too much.
No, please. Just let's not even.
Too much asparagus.
Well, yeah, but it's also all protein. So as soon as it breaks down, you know, it evolves ammonia.
Good old urea.
Yay.
Well, and there's no urea in it, but, it does. There is a whole lot of amino groups.
It's mostly sucrose, isn't it?
No.
It's not that sweet.
Almost there.
All right. We will defer to your expertise.
It's also evidently quite acidic, so no. So make sure to wipe it off your Smith & Wesson gun barrel.
So it will
pit them, Jay.
That's why the socks get holes in them, is what you're saying.
What? Oh, God. I don't even want to know.
Jay has the offshore sock.
Your whoopee sock.
What?
Is that what they're called, whoopee sock?
Oh, my God. What? What?
All I know is what was hilarious is there's...
No. Go back. I'm sorry. This is something I don't know. Please fill me in.
Alan's the one person in us who's cashed checks that say Department of Navy on them. So we'll let Alan explain.
No, mine all said U.S. Treasury on them.
Please oh, did they?
Me. Yeah.
And just give me a definition of whoopee sock.
Well, you take a sock and you put it where you would think and, you know, you use it the way you would think. And
what?
First you wrap the sock in duct tape, Rita.
so it doesn't burst.
Oh, my gosh.
And evidently, to do it properly, you're never supposed to wash the sock.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay.
You can't. You'll come washing
your shoes. What am I doing on this show? Damn it.
And then what's interesting is on the fishing boats, ever so often you get on one where the... Most of the time the bunks are open, but ever so often someone would slide a piece of string on it and put a curtain in there so you could pull the curtain shut.
Jerkin' curtain.
And they call it jerk curtains. That's the only word for them.
it was
jerk
God.
Curtains.
Yeah, because you can't tie up the bathroom for that long.
It depends on how long you've been since, you know. Sometimes it doesn't take that long. How long have you been at sea?
That's like my friend's statement about being 13. He says, back then you could hit it against a brick wall and it would feel good.
Poor Brita. She has to put up with us.
Wow. Okay. It has certainly been an education. I'll say that.
See, Brita, when a man loves himself very, very much.
Yeah. Okay.
And the sun is over the yardarm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Please.
Well.
So, next week, what will we do?
I'm not sure.
Same thing we do every week. Try to take over the world. Yes.
Well, next week, hopefully, we'll be able to take people calling in. So that will be.
Yes. We'll have to exhort.
When we hit these dead air spots, we can say, oh, look, a caller. And we can.
I want a homework assignment. We should all come with homework.
Okay. I have a question.
Only if the homework is porn.
The homework will not be porn.
If we all come with homework. Rita wanted more pervy.
Oh, Lord.
Jay, it's masturbation first, then homework, and then masturbation.
Then masturbation second.
You wanker. Oh,
I have a question regarding the callers. How do we know, who are the callers and where they're calling from? And
caller ID.
Yes, but that's you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's for now.
Huh? Okay.
I mean, when I have the call will come up on the screen and, mm-hmm. you know, well, just like, remember when you were doing,
I recall the
other thing, you'd see the number and he'd tell you the area code and you'd know where it was from. And
right.
But you really wouldn't know who it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
And how quick will be the hang up button?
Oh, like, it won't.
No.
We'll dump them in a general pot.
That's right.
Wail the crap out of them.
It's not a flaw. It's a feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You want a crank call? You crank call the school for that. All
right. Okay.
I mean, I gotta say, when I stay home sick, I get upset when the telemarketers wake me up. Mm-hmm. But I will have to say, I was a little bit upset that when I got on the national do not call list and actually pretty much wiped them right out, because that it was a golden moment in my life when I realized, wait, these aren't people. They don't have souls. I can do whatever I want to them and it's okay.
True.
So basically we will take callers, and if they fuck with us, we'll fuck with them back.
They'll live only long enough to regret
this. If you look on iTunes, the show, I think it already has an explicit tag on it.
Yeah.
So
I should swear more there. Yeah. Probably.
God damn it. Yes. Okay. There's yeah.
Cut licking fuck knuckle.
Cause you know, what's the worst they can do? You know, callers. I mean,
kick in your door and steal your shit again? Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, this is Christina Hendricks involved.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say. She's got some talent.
No, she does not.
That's not talent.
That is not talent. That is breast implants.
Are those fake?
Of course. Oh,
they are so fake. Oh, my God.
I don't want it anymore.
Sorry, they're fake. Get over it.
They don't tend to look like she's in zero gravity on their own.
Yeah, hello. She's
wearing a bustier.
Plus, well,
honey, they are up by her collarbones. They are sitting by her collarbones. They're fake.
If they were pushed any higher, they would take flight.
I don't fucking care what bra she's wearing. They are sitting on her collarbones. Boobs do not belong on your collarbones.
Oh, yes, they do.
Maybe belong on my collarbones.
On Jay's collarbones, but not... Okay, whatever, but no, they're fake. Fake. Sorry to ruin your worldview, but there it is.
Well, it's okay.
Didn't ruin mine.
There's always more. There's always furry girl.
I can admire a Corvette knowing that's fiberglass, too.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, but then the moment you realize that it's...
Boobs are not fiberglass. What?
It's all fiberglass.
Okay. Fiberglass.
Rita, what's your leg made of? Is it fiberglass?
Shut up.
I don't know what's it made of.
I don't know.
Why would you not know?
It's space.
It's your fucking problem. Leg. I know what my leg's made out of.
Meat.
Made out of meat.
Meat and bone. It is.
Plastic.
No.
Say carbon fiber monocot.
It might be made out of that. It's the foot is something, and then the ankle part is something else, and then the leg part is something else. It's all.
Well, what part of it is nothing at all?
I don't know.
None, because it's a mighty expensive nothing at all.
It's really expensive, and.
Plastic.
Actually, I think the socket part is kind of like a carbon fiber thing, and then I don't know. It's very complicated. There's all sorts of different parts. Plastic. It's not like somebody went and like whittled my leg out of wood. It's not like one.
It's not a peg.
Now, Brita, there's the big question: is why don't you have a wooden peg?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
It would be actually, so awesome.
Actually, I would love. Have you ever seen those? Wooden like furniture legs where it looks like a lion's claw.
Oh, with the claw and the claw foot. Yeah,
claw foot.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, I would love a wooden leg with like where it would look like that, where like a lion's paw holding a ball, and I could walk around on that. That'd be awesome.
Except it wouldn't be a lion's paw; it'd be a house cat.
Well, whatever. But it would be holding
a hobo's throat.
However, it would probably be so uncomfortable I couldn't wear it.
You'd probably clunk a lot. You'd sound like Ahab stomping around the deck.
Plus, you'd spend half the night scratching in the litter box.
Definitely not a librarian leg, you know.
Yeah.
It would be all that quiet.
Librarian leg would have the little piece of felt on the bottom.
That's right. So it was quiet.
Or like the tennis balls that they put on walkers.
Put a tennis ball on your peg.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I still think
you should with a slit tennis ball.
I still think you should let Wally make you a short barrel shotgun for that leg. Oh, you get a double barrel 20 gauge there, I'm telling you.
Jay.
Yes.
Have we met?
Yes.
You think there's actually like space for
what Wally can do it.
Oh, Wally can do it. Okay. We're gonna go with Wally.
Wally can do it.
There's more than 6 inches. We can do it. There's less than 6 inches. We can do it.
All you need is what?
That sounds dirty.
Two and three quarters for the shell.
There's more than 6 inches.
Size doesn't matter, Jay.
You're talking to the guy that carries a snubby. Hello.
What are you, compensating?
Okay, I'm not going to go. Yes. La la la. okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Now it's a plastic snub.
Are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson?
Plastics.
Yeah, I agree with Mad Saint Jack. Carrie Byron is far, far superior to Christina Hendrickson.
Oh, duh. Yeah,
of course. Yes.
Which one's she?
Dude.
Oh, come on.
Dude.
Really?
No, I don't know if the name rings a bell, but I don't remember who she is.
The chick on Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah. though okay. Frankly, Scotty was my girl. The tattoos.
Oh, her. She was always didn't welding, last very long.
But she was always welding shit.
Yeah.
Wanted her to weld me something. I'd be totally off-roading my truck every goddamn day. Shit, I snapped the frame again. You could have to belt it.
Weird, you've got a Ford. You could snap the frame just hitting a bad pothole.
Hey.
I haven't yet.
Jay has a what?
Dodge. I have the other lizard.
Is this Dodge. Is this like a pre-GM Dodge? Is that a GM truck?
No.
No.
Chrysler.
No?
But it is pre-buyout.
Oh, pre-buyout. So what are you going to do post-buyout?
Nothing. I'm going to buy a Honda.
That fucking truck will last me forever.
Damn straight. That's why I'm going to buy a Honda that I can bang back and forth to work, and the truck will serve duty on weekends.
Okay.
That's the plan, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, you know, mine lasted for 13 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to go.
And that was, well, you didn't drive anywhere, so.
I had 189,000 miles on it.
For 13. Oh, and I got kicked out of IRC. Oh, well.
Aww.
You fucking deserve it.
Yep, I did. It's Alan. Alan booted me because I disparaged Ford.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
You bastard. How dare you?
But yeah. No, Mrs. Weird's got the idea that we're going to tuck my truck over in the yard when it's time to get a new vehicle and just kind of use it on weekend duty. And I don't know how well that's going to work.
And you're going to get a minivan.
If the problem with vehicels is if you don't drive them, they fall apart.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
It's
amazing.
It's almost as bad as driving them
right.
too much.
It is. It really
it's
is.
Actually a
it's mix. Worse because your seals dry out and yeah.
Yep. The wheels.
Shit
wheel
starts leaking.
Right
the tires rot. Yeah.
It looks like you blew a seal. No, it's only ice cream.
Just fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? No, the plan is take it to work, you know, like once or twice a month. See, I get the remote starter so I can start it every once in a while. It's great because it shuts itself off after 15 minutes.
Oh, just, Jay, did you see that? You had to have seen on Chance's thing of the guy with the Cummins turbo diesel beating the ever loving
9 seconds.
And he built bleed eat the fuck out of a Fox Body Mustang.
Yeah, 9 second quarter mile? That's insane.
Yep. With a big old thing.
Absolutely insane.
He was burning coal. there was some little dude in the back of that truck really pissed off.
Actually, a John Henry, the steel driving man in the back.
How did this turn into car talk with click and clack?
Oh. Snatter guns. Okay. But come on, that truck going super fast. Brie, did you see this? You would be impressed.
What?
A pickup
okay,
truck.
Okay, I'm very impressed. Okay.
A pickup truck doing a 9 second quarter mile.
I don't even know what that means. Whatever.
It means go fast.
It really
Yay,
does.
Go fast. Okay.
With black smoke.
Yeah.
You Lots like black smoke.
That was the one good thing about the 1980s Chevrolet Caprice Classic that my dad had with a diesel engine.
Black smoke.
Is that, yeah, because if you dropped it down a gear and stomped on the gas, you'd get a thick cloud of black smoke like Spy Hunter. It was like, it's just this thick cloud of black smoke pouring out of the back of the car.
And you'd hear Peter Gunn playing through your stereo.
You would. I actually had the tape from the Blues Brothers that I would put in the deck.
Of course you did.
And of course, when the tape went in, it actually slowed down. I mean, the whole car, not the tape.
Oh, there was a comedian who did a bit about that. You push in the cigarette lighter and the car will slow down by about half.
Like you go, when the brakes went out, you just turn the air conditioning on.
Hugo's had air conditioning?
Actually, I think it was an Escort.
Escorts did have air conditioning, kind of.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I just saw something on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
You know, this whole thing with the Limbaugh and the sluts and the...
Oh, good Lord.
What the hell's wrong with a slut anyway?
God bless them.
Yes, I don't...
Just having like a cognitive kind of disconnect here thing. It's so bizarre to me. I just saw a headline from Huffington Post. It says, "Sluts respond to Rush Limbaugh, an anthem for International Women's Day."
What? Yeah, the symbol for International Women's Day is fisting.
Yeah, that's right. It's fisting.
I'm just like, it has become so, I'm just, whatever.
That actually reminds me, I can't even look anymore. That reminds me of one of the Onion YouTube videos. They closed out with the and next report the feminist organization tells us which women it's okay for us to call cunts.
Republican women, right?
Well, yeah, probably.
It's the Republicans living up to the stupid party moniker, because you're getting one of the most visible ones wrapped up in a discussion about whether women are sluts or not, which is exactly what they fucking want. They want the Republicans to be concerned about abortion and women's reproductive rights and all that stupid shit that gets the moderates out voting against them in droves. Nobody's talking about the fact that fucking gasoline has skyrocketed 50 fucking cents in the past month. Nobody's talking about that. When gasoline went over $2.50 a gallon, it was holy shit. George Bush is in bed with his oil buddies. He's making money for them. Gas is $4 a gallon now. No big deal. Who cares? Rush Limbaugh called somebody a slut. Did you hear?
I
will admit it is masterful, because they throw that the little scrap of meat down, knowing that every fucking time the idiots, the fucking stupid party, is going to pounce on it. Oh, wait a minute, we've got a shitty economy, we've got gutting the military at right at the worst time, and reproductive rights, and they panic, they fall over and just and start convulsing on the floor. That's Republicans. Look, Republicans right there. They want to take away your reproductive rights. They fall for it every time. It's fucking Charlie Brown going for the football. Every time. We're going to fall for this.
I'm just really surprised that a junkie on his fourth marriage has a bad view of women. I just never would have thought that would come out of Rush Limbaugh's mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems so unlike him. I wonder if he's okay. We should send him a fruit basket.
Fruit basket.
I want to send him a fruit basket, actually.
Well, you know, frankly, a grown woman.
I don't know, frankly.
Standing up and saying, please.
Didn't he write Spider-Man?
Everybody pay money so that I can have sex. Grown woman saying that.
Well, not only that, but her numbers were way out of whack.
It doesn't even matter, the numbers. It doesn't even matter.
Well, seriously, I'll be right there.
No.
That was totally.
A grown woman saying, please pay money so I'm able to have sex with no consequences. A grown fucking woman saying that. She's a slut. I'm sorry.
She's a plant.
It doesn't even fucking matter.
That's all that was. That she was completely and utterly planned to send the idiots into a tizzy. And by idiots, I mean the Republicans. You know what it is?
It's a setup.
Exactly.
So it's a setup so that you know, the Republicans go into a tizzy, and then all the Democratic women and all the independent women say, oh, my God, I have to vote for Barack Obama.
Yep.
That's what it is. But I'm sorry, any woman who, any grown adult woman who would stand up and say and ask for everybody else to pay so that she could have sex with no consequences, I'm sorry, you're a slut.
You don't.
Take care of your business. If you want to have sex, that's on you.
I think people should pay so I can have sex with no consequences.
Oh, Alan.
I'll be right there, Alan.
Anyway, it just is so, it's so aggravating to me.
It's ludicrous. But
it is crazy to me.
Rather than point out the fiscal incongruities of what she's saying, they jump on the, oh, she's a slut. Rather than saying, wait a minute, her key point is she wants the government. And by the government, she really means you and I.
Yep.
She wants you and I to pay for it.
Yes.
They don't draw those lines. And that's what makes me crazy.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy. Is, you know, you just get one fucking coherent Republican who says, wait a minute, this has nothing to do about what the hell she's doing. She's participating in something that is 100% elected.
Yes.
She meant to do this, and she wants you to
Jay's
pay
rage
for
is overpowering his microphone.
I know. So, it's awesome. And
so, women, vote for Barack Obama because he is pro-slut, anti-white people.
He wants white women to use birth control so there's no more white babies.
Mm-hmm. And God forbid you should be punished with a baby. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've had it with these people. I've had it.
See, you want her to contract a disease because you don't want to pay for her birth control. And I'm like, she's talking about
frankly,
the pill that doesn't protect
frankly,
this, not nitwits.
I would, you know, I'm praying for the Darwin effect here.
She's going to wind up marooned in the South Seas? Oh, wait, no, that was the ESS Darwin. Sorry.
No, not in the Galapagos.
Galapagos.
Damn
no,
it.
But you know what I'm saying?
I had the Galapagos like, once and had to get a shot from the doctor. Cleared it.
I don't care
up.
If you.
It's just like a son of a bitch, doesn't it?
I don't care if you ask me. Can I? Will you pay for me to have sex? I don't care if it's like you're like they're asking me. Will you pay for me to eat? Will you pay for me to whatever? I'm sick of.
All right, Brita. If you insist, how much?
Take, yeah. You can pay me for sex anytime.
$1 in cents. Can you mail me an invoice?
Fuck you.
That'll cost you.
Yeah. Yeah. According to
this whole thing, I had this whole discussion with somebody on Facebook. They were like going on and on about how contraception isn't really about sex and women and
wait, what?
What?
What is it? What contraception isn't about sex?
Birth control pills.
Birth control is not about sex. Then why do they call them birth control pills?
Okay.
Oh,
I don't call them anymore. I don't know what the politically correct term is anymore.
Hey, Alan, because you know what? If you're on the pill, that will also stop divine conception.
Yes.
Not only can men knock you up, but God himself will knock you up.
It'll stop immaculate conception?
Exactly.
Yes.
Wow. So
they could have
tried for the second coming already and somebody was on birth control pills and blew it. We're so fucked.
No coming at all.
Right.
That's the whole point.
No coming at all.
No coming.
It's not that I don't like women, Mandrake. I just spare them my essence.
Seriously, but they've been talking about how, oh, no, contraception is for women and, you know, ovarian cysts and women's health and wellness and blah, blah, blah. And I got into it with somebody on Facebook recently, and they were talking about the whole women's health and wellness bullshit. And I said, okay, so somebody else's health and wellness is my responsibility now? I have
yes,
to pay
it
for
is,
that.
According to Obamacare.
And her response, it was a woman, her response was, well, I really hope that you never have to, you never need something that you can't pay for.
Oh, I remember this.
Hey, Brita.
Yes. And I said to her, you know what? I really need a new prosthetic leg. It'll be about $25,000. I'll give you my address so you can send me a check.
I'll one up you. We got our insurance company got a bill for $100,000 for my wife getting her head popped open.
See?
That's spendy shit, and that is a woman's health issue.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
And it was not. It was not about sex. No. Believe me, for a good while.
if you could have figured out a way, it would have been about sex. Damn it.
It's like a whole.
So, but level essentially, of- I think it should be though that I think divine contraception should be covered by all healthcare providers.
Divine.
If you don't want to carry the Savior, you should not have to. You should not be punished by God.
Well, that's a good point.
I really think we need to work stronger on divine.
You know what? I bet we could sell insurance for that.
Insurance.
Divine immaculate immaculate conception insurance.
Immaculate contraception.
We'll pay insurance. Off if you you know.
You can trust us. We're not like the others.
That's right.
you know, in Portland, they just recently had a case where parents sued the hospital or a doctor or something for wrongful birth because their child was born with Down syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And so they're suing the doctor because their child was born with Down syndrome.
Ah, that's a genetic thing, right?
It's genetic, but you know, apparently
they didn't catch it.
So how is it the doctor's fault? What was their explanation for why it was the doctor's fault?
The doctor didn't abort the baby soon enough, maybe.
They need to be involved in that, though.
I don't know.
Again, leftists really, really love eugenics. They just hate it when you bring it up.
Yeah,
you point it out to them.
Sorry.
No, no, we're not about eugenics. We just definitely think that Sarah Palin made a huge mistake giving birth to that retard.
Oh God.
Twoo. It's all twoo.
Remember twoo. Though, that's also another thing. It's that my body, my choice, but Sarah Palin made a huge mistake.
Oh God.
If you abort the Savior, does he just come back in 3 days? Thank you, Joe.
And then the aborted Savior rises up and goes, 3 more weeks, winner.
And then we can have bacon.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Savior bacon.
And then my mom will cook ham.
Yep.
Because that's what Easter means. I don't really know.
Ham and pineapple.
What else Easter is. Easter means my mom will cook ham. No.
You know what Easter means? Easter means Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Oh. Ooh, chocolate bunnies.
Oh.
Dark chocolate bunnies.
It's a religious experience. There's just so much peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that.
TMI. Hey, you have your sock. TMI. I mean...
Let's not talk about the sock. No.
Alan, is your magic sock puppet named Balder Odinson?
No. No. Don't talk about the Kung Fu Panda that way.
How long has this been going on?
Do you all have specific Easter traditions or no?
Ham.
We hide Easter eggs.
Okay.
And Jordan almonds, because I don't like them, but I get them every Easter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an odd thing. Huh.
And that's one of those. And I don't complain about them.
And in the Easter basket, you have to have one of those little paddle balls. It's not Easter without the paddle ball. What that has to do with Easter, I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, you mean the thing with the ball on the string that you bounce?
Oh.
Yeah, I never got that, but that sounds like a good tradition. I'm going to have to incorporate that.
I would go with the paddle.
And
woohoo!
Those paddle balls are a good fun for that half hour before the string breaks and the ball goes off into oblivion.
And the rubber band comes back and hits you in the eye. But then, yeah,
my brother's mother-in-law is Latvian. Is it Mike? Is she Latvian?
I think so, yeah.
One of those Eastern European things. Baltic, Eastern European things. I think Latvian. Anyway, so we would always do Easter at her house, and they had this weird, like, egg contest thing where you would hit the person next to you at the table, you would hit their egg with your egg.
And whoever's egg doesn't break wins.
Yes.
And then you'd go around the table. And
you
winner,
you would have, like, the egg battle, right? So,
Two eggs enter, one egg leaves.
However, the last time we had Easter there, she had trouble, like, getting the eggs to be hard-boiled.
Ooh.
And so we had kind of, like, these soft-boiled kind of half.
See, I would have frozen mine.
It was not good.
I win!
So, yeah.
I actually saw in the grocery store the other day, they were selling pre-colored hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, that's not right.
I'll one-up you on that. I saw at the store they were selling egg shells.
What?
They were selling egg shells. They were eggs that were just the shell. They had the guts removed already.
Blown out of them?
Yeah. So they were just selling the shell.
But were they pre-colored?
I don't think so.
Because at least 1950s talk.
With at least just the eggshell, number one, it's probably an industrial byproduct. And number two, that's kind of like the not fun part of making Easter eggs is blowing the snot out of them. but these ones were pre-colored. That's the whole fucking point. That's like buying a pumpkin pre-carved.
You can't have empty eggs because how else do you make funky colored egg salad? Duh.
That's true.
It's not Easter unless I have my fucking Rainbow Coalition egg salad the next day.
Yeah, I ain't eating that.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to look like that, Jay.
And you
that's,
all have
that's the, your kids you trying to kill you lamb? Every year and failing.
Do you have the butter lamb or no?
Butter lamb.
It's butter shaped like a lamb.
Oh, no.
No.
We just had lamb shaped like a lamb.
I love lamb.
Would you have lamb, Jay?
Oh yeah. Oh god, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sometimes we would have lamb and ham and a roast just so we could get
Oh my god.
Wow.
We hate animals. Plain and simple.
You dark people really know how to do it.
That's why Jay, we have heart attacks in our
Will you adopt all of us, Jay?
Sure. I'll tell my mom. She'll love that.
It's an Italian family. They won't notice.
They won't notice.
That'd be like if five extra people showed up to your high school. Would suddenly go, hey, who the fuck are these people? No.
I don't know. Yeah.
You'd say, I didn't really know everybody there here anyway, so maybe I just missed them.
And if you were Irish, you could just give all the women, like, the first name Mary and the men the middle name Patrick, and you're all in.
Mary Patrick?
No, like Mary Brita or Mary Colleen or Mary Ellen or Mary. It's seriously, Irish Catholic families are ridiculous like that.
Oh. Okay. No, I just had a. It's just. I'll go ahead and do it because I have no shame. But okay, I was.
Do you have a joke?
No, but there was. There's a great movie I really like that I was just watching again. The John Ford movie.
Big Frank Greek Wedding.
No, the. shit! What was it? Anyway,
by the way, where's John Ford from?
It was Breakfast Club.
There was Irish people, and it was very quaint.
Oh, it's very quaint.
Boondock Saints.
No, it was Long Gray Line. It was a movie about West Point. But anyway, the guy's Irish. He's got Tyrone Power and Maureen O'Hara. But anyway, she's going to have a baby. And the guy, the father, the grandfather of the new baby is asking the father, what are you going to name him? And he goes, oh, I don't know. And he goes, well, you have all the saints to pick from.
It's true.
I was thinking that was so fucking Irish.
Yes, of course. What is this movie?
Huh?
What is this movie?
The Long Gray Line.
Long Gray Line.
Okay. It was from like 1950 something.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan, where's John Ford from?
Actually, I don't know.
Portland, Maine.
Oh, okay.
My hometown.
He made a shitload of good movies.
He did.
Okay. So anyway.
So anyway.
I like Dead Babies. Air.
Dead Air. Yeah.
I became a marine biologist because I like to pat fish.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
He liked the idea of a big mouth bass.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
What do fish do when you pat them?
Depends on what the condition the fish is in. Okay. If they're dead, you can do it all day long.
Oh, God. Admit it, weird. Pat your fish. It's a
goofy. Yeah, it is. It has to be.
Spank monkey, pat the fish.
I got to go to the bathroom and pat my fish.
Yep.
Drain the dragon.
I've never flogged a dolphin, but I have decapitated one.
What do you use for a dolphin decapitation? Chainsaw?
No, just used an eight inch utility knife.
And
wow,
and,
that take forever.
And why were you decapitating the dolphin?
Because I couldn't bring the whole dolphin home.
What? What?
Because the fish of Ragnar sweeps the fishes.
Which end did you take?
Oh my god.
The Kalinka, of course.
I brought the head back to the lab so they could do DNA typing and count the teeth and brain samples and all that stuff.
Wow.
It's the smallest, most valuable part of the dolphin for study, I guess. That's what they said. They said, ask the guy if you can bring the dolphin. The thing's fucking 15 feet long. It weighs like 300 pounds. I'm like, can we put it down in the hold? And he goes, fuck no. I said, all right. Is it all right if I put the head in a bucket? He said, do whatever the fuck you want. But yeah, no, it's not that hard, Jay. You just cut around the soft stuff until you pretty much got nothing but the spine. And then you find the gap in between the spinal, the vertebrae. And then you just slide the knife in there and then you twist your wrist and it just pops right off. Exactly. Ta-da!
I'd only ever worked with frogs and we had a guillotine for that. That was pretty hardcore.
A frog guillotine?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We have one and a hand operated.
Ooh, rat guillotine.
We have a rat guillotine.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's actually pretty scary because you're always like counting your fingers as soon as you're done.
Yes, yes.
Especially with the noise, a rat spine is fairly thick, so it has a nice, satisfying crunch.
Yeah. It sounds like popcorn in the microwave when you hit a frog.
Right.
So is it like the blade that slides down, or is it more like a giant paper cutter?
Mine's like a V-notch cigar trimmer.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. And on both sides, and you bring the foot operated one and brought the bottom up. The hand operated one, you brought the blade down. I'm actually making the motion, by the way.
And
sitting here staring at my computer.
I'm making the motion too, Jay, but that wasn't what I was thinking about.
And before you behead the rats, do you take them through town on a wagon so people can jeer at them and, you know, throw vegetables and stuff?
The hardest part is getting
but I do give them one last cigarette.
Right. One last cigarette.
One cigarette.
I'm making the face.
No, we gas them first, then we chop their heads off.
Okay.
It is not their primary means of execution. That would be disgusting.
Okay.
See, and very difficult because rats can put up quite a fight.
So why do you chop their heads off?
Frogs will too.
Because he's done with them, clearly.
Well, yeah, but he's already killed them with the gas. So why?
We were chopping the heads off because these particular rats were stroke models, so we were collecting their brains.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Okay.
Zombies.
Yep, so you chop the heads off,
rat brains.
Take the back of the skull off, and then the skull cap comes right off, and then the brain just slides out. You can get pretty fast at it.
Uh-huh.
And in the course of it, cutting the skin off of it, I'd make a little rat, little Mickey Mouse hats that had the two ears.
I just line them up on the lab bench.
R-A-T.
I was working with.
I'm going to cry.
Oh.
Oh, all the poor little rats.
Decapitated rats. Decaffeinated.
So sad.
Decaffeinated?
They've been defenestrated.
That is so sad. I'm sorry.
Put the heads on pikes, no toothpicks.
Well, Brita, you give them pat-pats before you gas them.
All right.
Do you pat your rat vigorously?
They like it.
Somebody snored.
That was me.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. Ow, ow, ow.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
It's almost 11 o'clock.
I know.
Yeah. Huh?
What's 11 o'clock mean?
Cue the music.
Yeah, it means we're done. Next time we'll be at 8 o'clock because Jay won't be late.
Right.
What were you doing, Jay? Can you tell us?
I was trying to wrangle the munchkins into bed.
Oh, so 9 o'clock is bedtime?
Yeah.
So maybe we should have it at 9:30.
Well, no, we were letting him stay up a little later because the missus is working the overnight tomorrow night, so she won't be around.
Oh. Well, so I think you should give them the baby Tylenol, like at about 8:30.
No. NyQuil.
Blackjack!
Oh, NyQuil. Okay.
Yeah, NyQuil.
Duh.
Gotcha.
You go, guys. Got a cough. You got a cough. Here's Benadryl. But Daddy, I don't.
Give him a shot of whiskey. Hey, take your medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No blackjack.
Just a little bit of Vicodin and Cherry Coke. We're going to Oklahoma.
Nah, just roofies.
So should we have a topic next week or no?
Ooh. One at a time.
You tried roofies. Weird, you're the only person I know who would roofie himself. Weird has to roofie himself to score.
Well, I mean, they said it was a good way to get girls, but I just woke up alone.
Did you have an incision and stitches where your kidneys were?
You woke up in a tub of ice.
See, that was the joke on them. See, I never had kidneys to begin with. I don't need them.
He has gills.
True kidneys. Next week.
Yep.
Dead air. Drink. Okay. Whale kidneys? What?
Yep. Next week we will hopefully have the dial-up.
Topic.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So Alan, is the dial-up switch high up on a tower somewhere?
No.
I'm disappointed. I had a vision that it was like way up on some tower.
No, it's actually in the third floor of one of those buildings in downtown Houston.
I'm disappointed.
Are you going to take us to see it next year?
No.
Can we all come to visit?
No.
Yes, he will.
He will. We're going to charter.
By the way, can I sleep on your couch during the convention?
No. Yeah, I'm like an hour's drive away from where that's going to be, by the way. So,
nice. Sweet. That'll give us plenty of time to talk.
You might want to find someplace a little closer.
Why?
Because.
Yeah, hang out with you now.
Have you driven in Houston? No, you haven't driven in Houston.
No. No,
I have not. I've only been.
Remember the driving in Pittsburgh?
Hell.
Oh, that's the reason I opted for the hotel that was half a mile away in St. Louis. Fuck that shit. I will walk.
Pittsburgh was terrible.
Yeah, I don't remember driving. Oh, I do remember parking on the freeway though.
Actually, the traffic in Houston is not that bad. It's just it never ends.
Uh-huh.
And part of the problem is it's 600 square miles. You know, the city is 600 square miles, so.
It's roughly the size of Rhode Island.
People have to go out to walk their steer.
I'll put it this way. It takes me, on a good day, it takes me 2 hours to go from the south side of Houston all the way to the north side of Houston.
Wow.
And
oh
that's,
God.
You know,
it's
on the highway.
Bigger than
Rhode Island. Yep. Well, let's put it this way. I drove across New Jersey quicker than I can drive from one side of Houston to the other.
The entire state of New Jersey?
You're
yes.
more motivated to drive to New Jersey.
That's all also because the state troopers will blip their lights at if you do an under 90.
Yeah.
All right. The King Ranch in Texas is bigger than the state of Rhode Island.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, Rhode Island is like, if you sneeze, you miss it.
Rhode Island's a fucking cluster of wormholes.
Yeah, everything.
Rhode Island is cute. It and Connecticut exist only to make Massachusetts feel better.
The few times I have driven through Rhode Island, I just keep going, seriously, am I not out of this fucking state yet? It just goes on and on forever, and the drivers suck.
It goes on and on forever. Yeah, for a whole half hour. And then you're through it.
Isn't it only like 30 miles wide or less?
I mean, it's supposed to be, but you can drive for like 120 sometimes.
From tip to tip, perhaps.
It's like a TARDIS.
Oh, it's bigger on the inside?
It's a cluster of wormholes. It bends space-time.
Wow.
No, that's Quahog.
Dude, it had Patrick Kennedy for their House of Representatives. Ooh. They actually elected that.
Patches.
Yeah, that was the Kennedy. That Kennedy called the junkie.
I don't know. That was about my favorite.
Now we've got the new one that just moved out of his mom's basement so he can run for Congress.
I'm gonna get body vaccine. Yay! It's like special ed from Crank Anchor.
Yeah, he is.
Get the football helmet sideways.
Someone was saying he looks a lot like Cynthia Nixon's new girlfriend. I haven't seen a picture of her, though.
Okie dokie, then.
Somebody's typing.
That's I'm weird. Looking for Cynthia Nixon's. Oh, my God, she does!
Post it.
Posting.
Holy shit, look at that cake.
Uh-huh.
Tell me that is...
It's a baby cake.
That's not... what's his face? Jojo Kennedy.
Slice the baby. Oh, they're cutting his head off.
He's cutting the head off.
I don't slice the baby.
That is not right.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's a baby.
That's creepy. That is the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
He cut his head off.
Oh, my God.
That's really not right.
That's...
But they already ate the butt sticking up part.
I know. They already ate the poop factory.
Here's the link to my cutting baby dino video. It's red velvet. Oh, I want to see that one.
Oh, so it looks like it's bleeding.
Yes. Oh, it looks baby in like a incubator thing.
Oh, if they built intestines.
Is that
inside,
the 2.0? That
fucking awesome.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Oh, my God. This is so wrong.
God, apparently this is like a thing.
What kind of...
There we go. I'll raise you one. This one's pretty unreal.
It's a baby inside of a watermelon. That's actually very good.
What do you get the baby cake for? Like your graduation or your retirement or
baby shower?
What?
I think when your 16-year-old daughter gets knocked
out. Every time I see it, it's like a man cutting the baby's head off. What the fuck is that?
I don't like
see?
It.
There he goes, cutting the baby.
Don't cut the baby.
He's cutting the baby from like up his spine up to his head. Isn't that right?
That's how you do it.
Stem to stern.
That's how you do it.
Beating heart cake? What the hell?
Oh, that's gross.
Unicorn.
Oh, and here he goes, cutting the top of the head off.
This is the part of the audio show where people get really pissed off at us for looking.
Okay,
at
so the baby cake is sitting down on the mason jar, and then the mason jar breaks, and the baby does not like
yells,
it.
Oh dear God, no!
Oh. The red velvet baby cake is not good. Not
Baby, no, Jesus cake. Baby Jesus
That's
cake.
Good.
3 days later, you're still hungry.
Oh. Generally, Sacrilicious. 3 days later, you are hungry. That does tend to happen.
Oh, no. Don't cut the baby.
Don't eat the baby.
Allie, you don't sound very convincing.
Yeah. It's not videos of the rat guillotine.
That's gross.
I bet there are. I'm looking.
Jay.
Rat guillotine. Rat guillotine would be a good name for a punk band.
All right. I think it's time to quit.
I think so.
When we get to the point where looking at videos, it's time to quit.
I got to find my guillotine. Ready? There's got to be video. It's rat snuff videos.
Oh.
Small animal guillotine.
Jay, why don't you blog about it?
It is Mike's dying.
Because your blog doesn't
Ready?
Skip.
It's not a video. Shut up. Yeah, actually, that's exactly it. Hold on. I don't know.
Is Frida still with us?
I don't know.
Hey.
I know Jay's mic's cutting out in very strange ways.
Can you hang on up on us, Alan?
I think Frida's gone.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go away, too.
Okay. Thanks, y'all. See you next week.
Night, guys.
Bye.
Ciao. Thanks, Alan.
Shit, how do I hang up on everyone? There. All right. Well, that was fun.